Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking newspaper. This is edition number 2184, recorded on Thursday the 18th of August 2022. James McGarry is here with me and together we will bring you local news stories taken from the Norwich Evening News, topical letters and online chat comment, Chatterbox messages on Information Desk and two features. The first is our regular local history one provided by Richard Matthew, who will be talking about the glorious Wherry Hathor. Our second feature looks at a research expedition to the Arctic. So we begin with our first batch of news stories. Stabbing sees kids kept off city streets. Demolition of former Tesco begins as historic business returns to the city and printmaking duo take on studio in trendy city area as business expands.
Children who should have been free to enjoy their summer holidays have instead been left frightened in their own beds following a stabbing nearby. Parents are keeping their children off the streets and away from a small city park in Burr Street after a woman was found with punctures to her neck and arm. Armed police descended on the patch of land near the Burr Street Gates pub. The victim of the assault was taken to hospital where she is in a stable condition. Another woman in her 40s, has been arrested on suspicion of assault causing grievous bodily harm. Parents living near the scene are worried the trend of criminal behaviour is escalating in the area, with warnings sent out by a school asking pupils to avoid the park. Divya Shiri, 36, who lives in City Road, has previously received multiple emails from her daughter's school asking parents to keep pupils away from the area after 5 p.m. Mr. Barnes added, "This is actually a conservation area. It should be a nice area of Norwich, but it has recently been a nightmare."
Scammers have stolen personal details from targets in Norfolk by pretending to be insurance company LV. Norfolk Trading Standards received a report from a person in the county who gave fraudsters a number of personal details during a cold call before becoming suspicious they may have been scammed. During the scam, the caller said due to changes in life expectancy of the public, they needed to review life policy cover that they held with LV. The target thought that they did have a life cover policy with LV, but checking after the call realised they didn't. During the call, they were asked probing questions about life cover, their date of birth, current age, weight, height, and whether they were a smoker or ex-smoker. Scammers then asked the same details for the recipient's partner. Trading Standards says the scammers are targeting those with life insurance accounts with the company in Norfolk. Those who receive the call are urged to be suspicious of any offer made and not to give out personal details, especially banking details, without being fully aware of who is calling. Anyone who has been targeted by the scam can report it via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 084-54-04-05-06.
A Norwich-founded demolition company that relocated to the capital has returned for the first time in six decades for a groundbreaking project. Vallory Demolition was established in Norwich in 1947 by Frank Vallory. The Vallory family were also notorious for their ventures in fish and chips and ice cream in the city. It is believed that the family moved from Italy to England in the early 1900s and settled in Attleborough. It was after the war that business boomed for the family, who already had six fish and chip shops across the city and wider Norfolk area. The family was part of the first wave of Italian entrepreneurs to introduce ice cream to the fine city with Vallory's Ices. Frank Vallory was once one of the biggest names in the demolition business, with his name appearing on sites all over the country and even featuring in the back of a snap taken at the state funeral of wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill. "Where the Valori sign goes up, big buildings come down," was the playful slogan of the business at the time. The company is back once again in a bid to help transform the city. It will work on what is set to be a multi-million pound 91-bed hotel in Chamberlain House, once home to Tesco in Guildhall Hill. The project in the Victorian building is set to be completed in 2023.
City drivers committed 19 motoring offences in the space of 2 hours in Norwich. The Norfolk Roads and Armed Policing Team conducted an operation on Newmarket Road. It is part of a clampdown on law-breaking motorists in the city. Two drivers were found to have no insurance and one person had no licence. Other offences included speeding, using a mobile phone, having no MOT and driving without a seatbelt. No vehicles were seized as a result of the operation. Last month, two drivers were taken to hospital following a serious crash on Newmarket Road.
Increasingly popular NR3 Streets St Augustine's has welcomed yet another new business to its ranks. A print studio run by a pair of printing experts has opened in the independent retail hub. It will be home to long-term friends Hope Brooks, 29, and Lacey Law, 30, who both trained at Norwich University of the Arts. The two have outgrown their home studios in the city thanks to the success, so they were on the lookout for a new space. Hope said, "We always wanted to be on St Augustine's because there is so much happening there, so we feel really lucky. Our new studio has lots of light as well as having two rooms and a basement. The private space will be named the Cardinal Hand. It will be shut to the public but will be open for workshops and private bookings. Hope's expertise is in screen printing and Lacey's is in block printing. The pair have been able to make their dream a reality due to a Kickstarter campaign which surpassed its original target of £3,100 to £4,125. Hope said, "It feels amazing to have this opportunity. The support we have had from Norwich and NR3 in particular has been incredible. It's nice to have a community that gives us the space to do this."